It is National Public Health Week, and joining us this morning, we have public health nurse Tonda Wolf, and she's here to tell us a bit more about that and kind of how we're doing health-wise, I guess, in this community. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me, what is National Public Health Week, and why do we celebrate it?
All right. Well, it's sponsored by American Public Health Association. And it's just a way to recognize public health contributions and also highlight some of the remaining issues we have to work on in this country. So this year's theme is Healthiest Nation 2030.
And what services, I guess, does public health offer that perhaps you aren't getting elsewhere? What is it about public health that makes it public health?
Well, one thing that makes it public health is that we are interdisciplinary, meaning we are nurses, we are doctors, epidemiologists, researchers, a variety of different types of people working together to make changes in the health of a population rather than the health of an individual. And some of the things that public health has been credited with, the CDC has a list of the 10 greatest public health accomplishments of the 20th century, and one of them is adding 25 years to life expectancy. So that's pretty impressive.
Is that through things like vaccinations and
absolutely
testing or having?
Yeah, immunizations is a big part of eliminating disease that used to be a big killer. So,
and what are we given this week's theme? What are some of the things, I guess, that are going on to help enforce that or get the word out? What is public health here doing to try to get the word out or get people more involved in their own health?
Well, one thing that Alaska has going for it is we have kind of a 10-year jump on the goal of Healthiest Nation 2030 because we have Healthy Alaskans 2020. So we have that working, and that's a variety of sectors and organizations that are working to get the word out about immunizations and get the word out about healthy choices for our lives. So,
and what are some of the things you're trying to get people to change? I mean, I think eating habits seem to be a big part, and exercise, things like that.
Right.
How can public health help?
Public health can help by education. Part of it is getting out there and letting people know the impact of making choices like being physically active, about keeping your BMI down, about things like drunk driving and how that's affecting. That's something we'll talk about here in a second and how that affects Ketchikan.
Okay, maybe go ahead with that, or unless you had something else you wanted to speak about before.
So today's theme is starting from zip, and the whole point of that is to kind of get a little picture of an area, a zip code, and what the zip code has to say about the area's health. And why that's important is different areas can have radically different health pictures. An example is in the DC metro area, where a difference in 12 miles between one community and the next is a difference of 9 years in life expectancy. And that's a huge thing. If you're looking at your neighbors 12 miles down the road and thinking, wow, because of where they live, they get almost a decade more of life than I do, that's kind of can be a frustrating thought. So let's look at Alaska first and kind of how Alaska's doing. In the 2014 Americans Health Rankings, Alaska's 26th overall. Number one would be Hawaii. Number 50 would be Mississippi.
And we're right in the middle there.
Yeah. But as far as the determinants rank, we're 29. But as in the outcomes rank, we're number 6, which is really good. We have a lot of good things going for us. We are number one for low levels of air pollution. Number one for low prevalence of low birth weight. Only 5.7% of our live births are low birth weight. We are number 2 for low infant mortality rates, 4.5 deaths per 1,000 live births. And some of our challenges are a high incident of infectious disease, low teen immunization coverage, and low child immunization coverage. So.
And any sense of why we're low, I guess, in those areas?
I wonder if part of it has to do with going out to some of the more remote areas and making sure they have immunization coverage.
Do you know how this is ranked? I mean, what do they do? You say you go by someone's zip code. Mm-hmm. What kind of are they looking at public records, or how are they determining
They are. They're gathering a lot of records from the state, from the CDC, but also they're asking a lot of questions of the communities.
So like surveying people
yes.
to figure things
mm-hmm.
out. Okay.
Yeah.
I may have gotten a phone call about one of those.
Yeah.
sometimes you get those. And I believe, don't you have some event going on this week? Is that correct? Or
we do. We have an open house Thursday night from 4 to 6 at the Public Health Center. And we're going to have some healthy snacks there. You can come in. You can get your height, weight, BMI measured, your blood pressure, and get some good free stuff.
Okay, always good free stuff. You mentioned Alaska. Do you have any more close to home statistics of Ketchikan and other communities in our listening area?
I do. From the county health report rankings and roadmaps, it puts us here in Ketchikan as number 9 out of 23 areas in Alaska. So let's look at some of the individual things, what that means. So the question was asked, we were talking about the survey questions, percentage of adults reporting fair or poor health. So in Alaska overall, that's about 13%. Ketchikan's right there with Alaska at about 14%. And Prince of Wales is about 21%.
Okay. And that's fair to poor health.
Fair to poor health. Okay. So then we look at the average number of physically unhealthy days in the last 30 days. So they're asked how many days were you unhealthy. And Alaska's running about 3.5 days. Ketchikan about 3.6. POW at about 4.7. And with poor mental health days, Ketchikan's running about 3.2 and POW about 2.8. So.
And are those considered good numbers?
They actually are. The top U.S. performer for mental health days is at 2.5, so we're not that much further behind.
And do you have info on the worst, like the lowest ranking?
I don't know. I know the lowest ranking in Alaska is about 3.6, so it's about 4.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as far as adult obesity, this would be people that self-report a BMI of 30 or more. And overall in Alaska, it's about 28%. The same for Ketchikan. POW is about 36%. And of course, when people are self-reporting obesity, they tend to be a little perhaps kinder with that self-report than it would be if they were measured for that.
So the numbers probably are higher.
Higher, right, yeah.
And I know they do speak about how just the surveys they've done in the school with the obesity rate amongst younger people that were pretty shocking. I don't recall the numbers, but I just remember
right.
It was very shocking to me that there were that many considered overweight or obese.
Right, even here in our area. So this is something I find pretty exciting about Alaska and about Ketchikan is the percentage of adults age 20 and over reporting no leisure time or physical activity. It's actually the lowest in the U.S. is Alaska at 20%. Ketchikan's 21%. Prince of Wales is 26%. And what I find the most interesting about this is Ketchikan has 100% rating of the percentage of the population that has adequate access to physical activities. And that means people that are within a half mile of a park or 1 mile of a recreational facility, or if they're in a rural area, 3 miles of a recreational facility. So.
But you were saying roughly 20% say they have no time for, is that what I got out of that, for leisure or exercise?
They say they're spending no time.
They're spending no.
Yeah.
Okay. They could do it.
Right.
They're choosing not to because they have access to it.
Yes. Everyone has access to it here in Ketchikan, and that's a really beautiful thing. So.
Okay. Are there any other things you wanted to point out?
I think the last one I'd really want to point out is that Ketchikan has 75% of our driving deaths here are alcohol related, and that's really sad because that's 100% preventable. So.
Okay. And so again, this is National Public Health Week. Are there other events going on? You mentioned you have the open house. Do you have brochures around town? Is there anything else going on to alert people? Or even, I guess, every day people could head up there and get information?
Right. Always feel free to stop by. We, for example, we had someone stop by yesterday and said, I want to know something about Alzheimer's. And we have good resources for a variety of things. So, yeah, come by and learn about our services.
Okay, and remind folks again of when that open house is.
The open house is from 4 to 6, Thursday the 9th, and we'll have snacks there.
Okay, and finding public health building is a little tricky. So what street is that technically on?
It's on 5th Street.
Okay, and this is up above. You would take Jefferson, is that correct? I'm trying to think of how you get there.
Yeah, you'd go past Jackson, and if you know where Holy Name is, you'd go up past Holy Name, and then there's a little street there on the left, and you turn in front of that, and that will lead you right back there.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked back in the corner. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tonda Wolf, she is a public health nurse here in Ketchikan. And again, it is National Public Health Week, so maybe take a moment to think about your own health and well-being. And again, if you have any questions or want some more information, you can always head up to Public Health to get info.